The Siena poll finds a small percentage of New Yorkers say they're entertained by the Wiener and Spitzer candidacies, which have featured extensive personal information about the two. But two-thirds say it's embarrassing. Anthony Wiener is viewed unfavorably by 80% of those surveyed, a record, says Siena College poll spokesman Steve Greenberg.
Absolutely astounding. I mean, you don't see numbers that hit 80.
Greenberg says the previous record was held by Elliot Spitzer, who was viewed negatively by 79% of the public the week that he resigned as governor over a sex scandal. Spitzer is now viewed negatively by 59% of New York State residents. Greenberg says Governor Cuomo, meanwhile, is experiencing a slight increase in the polls, his first this year.
The governor's numbers have bounced back up considerably. Right now, 65% of voters across the state have a favorable view of Andrew Cuomo, more than twice as many as the 30% who view him unfavorably.
Cuomo also has improved his standing upstate, where now a majority of those asked have a favorable view of the governor. Back in June, slightly more upstaters had a negative opinion than a positive opinion of Cuomo. Since then, the governor has been spending a lot of time upstate. He's held a whitewater rafting contest in the Adirondacks, fished on the St. Lawrence River, and plans to go wine tasting in the Finger Lakes. He's also driven his prize Corvette around the NASCAR racing track in Watkins Glen and shown off a customized motorcycle. Greenberg says all that hasn't hurt.
When the governor travels to Rochester or Buffalo or Plattsburgh or Binghamton or anywhere else, he controls the media for that day. He leads the 6 o'clock news and the 11 o'clock news. He's on the front page of the newspaper the next morning. So I think that's helped the governor a lot as well over the course of the last 2 months.
The governor has also been running television ads that positively showcase some of his agenda, including a special Moreland commission he's named to probe corruption. Cuomo has not held a public event in New York City, however, in 6 weeks, and he's held just 2 public events on Long Island. Greenberg says the governor is wise to stay away from New York City politics right now.
He doesn't want to get embroiled. He's made jokes about it in some of his upstate stops, but he doesn't want to get embroiled in the ongoing New York City mayoral and city controller races. And he doesn't need to. He is very popular in New York City.
76% of New York City voters view Cuomo positively. The poll also finds that New Yorkers, both downstate and upstate, continue to be evenly polarized over hydrofracking, which has been delayed in the state for over 5 years. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.